And I'm writing what ambition is from a perspective when you don't actually have it. When you, the visible restraint is a financial restraint, you'll start to look at it like the money would actually relieve you of all your problems, when it won't. It'll just create new energy.
Yeah, you know, nobody understands that, though. We got to get to the money first. Like, you got to the money, so you know that.
And then
that.
You feel everything else.
Yeah, but then you know, like, the more money, more problems. We laugh at that.
Yeah.
Hot 107.9
You get people
Philly.
Developing a sense of entitlement, and you wouldn't believe it. It'd be a friend that you've had for Lord knows how long, and it feels like, well, you did have this much money. You could have got me a house while you was getting you a house, and could have bought me a car when you bought that car. I mean, I've been your friend forever, right?
So, friend, if you're just tuning in, 50 Cent is in the studio with us again. Animal Ambition, June 3rd.
Right.
He got the Stars Jump Off that's popping. Power that debuts June 7th.
Yep.
You're talking about folks that expect entitlement. Is that what happened with the original G-Unit situation?
Well, yeah, yo. Definitely.
Okay,
that was with him. I think that his frustration, when he gets a little frustrated, it goes, oh, you could just give it to me. Like, why do I have to do it if you could just give it to me? When it's like, well, then who's going to give it to me? Like, I got to work for everything that I have.
Yo, that's funny you say that, because for a while, it felt like, I feel like, you know, in the beginnings of G-Unit and stuff, yo was doing his thing. But after a while, it wasn't so much on wax anymore. He was just coming around with you, like.
And he had a easier perception of how things actually took place, because he just looked at it like everything you said worked. Like everything you said, you did say that in the very beginning, and it worked. Okay, cool. So now, like, while everything is actually happening, I'm not saying go focus on your career, because it's an obvious thing. Like, it's
right,
like
what you gonna do now?
Right,
I gave it the boost.
I opened the door for you.
Exactly. And it's from all perspectives. If you're saying, like, what were my expectations? I was expecting possibly for us to have that with Jay-Z experience with Kanye.
My question is, what separates you from the Jay-Z's of the world?
And they make it work.
Hot 107.9 Philly.com.
Until they do enough, good enough for him to actually go back around them again.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in the very early stages, is an easier choice to make than if you actually grew up with the person. When your first project has it's the largest debut in hip-hop album. Mm-hmm. So much momentum around it that you go, okay, well, I'm going to make sure I set you up. Like, the next record, they didn't want the G-Unit record. They wanted the next 50 Cent album.
Yo, so it's crazy, because you actually did kind of similar thing with Eminem, and you would think that they would have took the lead off of, all right, I ain't just trying to be on an Eminem album. Or
right.
You know what I mean?
The D12 project. Yeah, but see, I didn't let them wait till 4 years. Like, I put my album out, Get Rich or Die Trying, and then I put the G-Unit record out so everyone would learn who those guys were standing next to 50 Cent before I went back to do The Massacre. Because if it took 2 years, like, Get Rich, it was 05. From 03, it was 05 when we came back, Beg for Mercy, when I started to come around with the Massacre project. If I went straight into my next record, they would have been 4 years of 50 Cent and those other guys to stand next to him.
You and your son make up.
Hot107.9philly.com.
I don't actually, because he's completely embraced his mom's perspective on me.
Aww.
It's a part of that entitlement that you said, the bills. Like, I feel like women require maintenance. Would you agree on that?
No, I would agree.
And if that maintenance, if that mental maintenance is actually taken care of, you can have a woman under any circumstances. You can put in a room full of billionaires, and she'll be there until she looked down at her watch and say, okay, it's time to go. He might be hungry.
What?
You know, but in her case, she hasn't found anyone that's able to do the maintenance required on her, so she can't quite.
He loves company.
I know, but no, real quick, I'm a single mom, and right. I understand what you're talking about in terms of that and all that. But 50, it takes a village, honestly, to raise a kid. And from, you know, the Get Rich or Die Trying movie that we've seen, and, you know, the stories that we heard about you, the stuff that you rapped about, I honestly would respect and appreciate you more had you just said, you know what, stop being selfish to your son's mother. Because again, I'm a single mom, and I've been there and done that. But he needs to know what it's like to be a man when he grows up.
Right, but then you can't. Kids are never equal to parents.
No, they won't. They're supposed to be better than us because they're our offspring.
Right, but they're never actually equal to your parents. So if your mom actually conditions the child to feel like you should actually come to them on their terms and everything else that's actually be done. Look, everything in his life is something that I've provided for him. Regardless if I'm there or not, everything, she hasn't worked since 2000. So tell me how you do that as a single mom. What is your child's lifestyle like right now, minus your career, since 2000? You working, being a working mom while being a single mom, as being an actual provider in a different way. Her being the actual home, since 2000 and saying that what I provide for him is enough for her to not have to actually go to work. So it already takes that pressure off in that way, but it's still not quite enough because she still would feel like destroying the actual relationship is her actual way of getting back. That's her response to not getting the things that she wanted the way she wanted.
No, that's called immaturity. And I wasn't raised like that.
Yeah, but she was. So, she was. And that's what
and
it is.
And obviously, you must have, like, the same way you spoon fed the artist, the G Unit crew, the same way you did to the
I did more than that. For you know what I mean? I spoiled, like, she was getting $500,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, 50 Cent, everybody. You think you know? You have no idea.
What the hell was you at when my ass got knocked up? What the hell type of crap?